This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
Hey gang, Sean Clements here. I'm just jumping in to give a little disclaimer before this episode. What you're about to hear is not by any means a normal episode of our podcast, and Hayes and I actually went back and forth for a while on whether to even release this, but ultimately we decided that, you know, even if it's not fun, it's maybe kind of important for you guys to hear it. So, what am I talking about? To give a little bit of context for what you're going to listen to, this show was recorded during the 6 hours where we, just say it. We thought Brooklyn Nine-Nine was canceled. And, sorry. And if you remember what that day was like, between Fox saying, we're not going to do it, and then NBC actually, like, having a fucking backbone and stepping up and saving something that is far from over, you know? This is a show that has only done 112 episodes, and there's a lot of story left to tell. And the fact that we almost lost it, well, everybody was scared when we were recording this, and that comes through. It's not always going to be fun for you to hear. It's not always going to seem like we have our feet under us. Hayes wasn't even in the studio. Our guest, Adam something, also seemed off to me. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, we want you guys to hear this because even though it's not a great, funny podcast, it is still kind of a symbol of perseverance and of what can happen when you don't give up and you don't just immediately pack it in and you get together with your friends and you lock arms with two other mid-level white comedians, sort of late 30s, doing okay, but not setting the world on fire, and you hold tough until the miracle happens. I know personally I'm probably going to be revisiting this episode just as a way to instill hope when I am going through something where one of my close relatives dies in a rocket explosion or from a big bug from outer space comes and eats them, or from if they're stuck in a bog, their boot's stuck, and then they lean down to try to pull their boot out and wind up doing almost like a somersault into the muck, and now their head's sinking, and so then it's like they're getting, like, bog muck in their mouth, and they're, like, pulling on that, and then they can't really breathe, and then when they finally do sort of get out, there's, like, a guy with a hammer, and he just creams them, man. I mean, he just really gives them the hammer right in the kisser. I mean, we've all had stuff like that happen, and In the past, when it does, I've just put on this one song that I really like, called Rebel Just for Kicks, Man. But now I think I have something new to listen to, and it's this episode. So, you know, try to enjoy it. It hurts to remember some of the mistakes that were made, but also focus on the fact that we did come out the other side. Yay, 2018, finally something good for someone. And here's to 112 more. Precinct 99.
So it was me and Detective Jake Peralta and Captain Ray Holt and Detective Amy Santiago. And we were getting clowned on by Gina Linetti, who was explaining why she had blow dryer plugged in under her desk to dry her feet. We were a family and we didn't know how good we had it. And then I think you know what happened next.
Yeah.
Welcome to So this is the show. This is Hollywood Handbook. We are trying to be a podcast about kicking butt and taking names in the red carpet line back hallways of the industry we call bullshit, which is fucking fake, and where I guess doing your best and making a good funny show with real human characters is not the job description anymore. So I don't know exactly what I'm doing here. Adam Lustig is my guest.
Yep.
And sorry, bad timing, Adam. I know
please.
We've been trying to get you on for a while.
There's been a cloud hanging over, I think, all of us all day. So I'm right with you. I just want to say in solidarity that this is a tragic time. So you take all the time you need and we can just sit here in silence if you want. I mean, I just want to respect your feelings and your patience. We'll take this at your pace.
Yeah.
How'd you
it's
hear
funny.
That? How did you hear? I mean, I don't want to reopen this wound, but like where were you when you found out?
I don't know if people know this about me, but I love Mediterranean food.
Yeah.
And so I make something I call the falafel waffle where
okay.
I grill pita bread in a waffle iron.
Yum.
And then I smush falafel into that.
Oh, you smush it
right
in.
And then I spread some spicy feta cheese
okay.
and a little bit of hummus.
Yum.
And some of those like pickled onions that they have.
Mm-hmm.
And I fold that all over.
Oh, delicious.
And I chomp on that.
Yeah.
And I do this in the kitchen of any restaurant that will let me back there.
Sure.
They'll
just say, excuse me, can I hop in the
– yeah,
can I
I'll just go
kitchen for
to
a second?
Whatever, Pita King
yeah.
or some of these ones have crazy names I can't – I don't want to pronounce because I don't want to be in trouble.
Get it wrong.
But I will go to those places
yeah.
And I was in – one and I said, hey, can I get back in the kitchen?
Yep.
And the guy behind the counter went, sure, I don't care.
Yeah. I just work here. I don't
and
care.
Something felt off
huh.
about the way he said it. And I notice he's looking at one of these phones
like
that
a,
people have now.
You mean like an iPad or like a
it or, is
or,
like
or,
an
or,
iPad.
Yeah, like
it is like an
yes.
iPad, but
shrunken.
So he's looking at it, and then I look a little closer, and I notice he's crying, and he's bleeding a little. And I go, hey, man, I hope this isn't too intrusive.
Yeah.
I
know we just met.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, or didn't even really mean I asked to go to the kitchen. You said, okay. And I'm hungry, keep in mind.
Definitely.
So I'm already not, like, prepared to take a body blow.
Exactly. When I'm hungry, all my defenses are down, and even the slightest bit
I'll be even more honest.
Yeah.
I was, in fact, hangry.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
– and it's brave of you to admit that, I think.
Well, I'm not somebody who wants to look like – okay, this guy gets hangry,
yeah,
you know, and then that's just how people see me. I try to be a superhero on this show.
I hear
and
I'm
you. Sick of it.
I hear you.
I think I have done myself and my audience a disservice by always being this bulletproof Superman, awesome guy, funny and nice to everyone who comes in and just crushing it. And social media does this.
Yes.
Hello. Everybody's not on vacation all the time.
Exactly.
You know, why don't you put up an Instagram story of the fight you're having with your spouse over how you smashed all the cups? You know,
show your real self on social media.
Because that's what's happening
that's
in our
life.
House.
That's life.
I have an idea for a business just as a side note. You know those signs that they put in like a warehouse that'll say this workplace has blank number of days without an accident?
Okay, yes.
And it'll say like 45 and then cross out and say it's zero.
40, zero, yeah.
What about like this relationship has blank number of days without an argument? And you put that sign up in your kitchen and then maybe as sort of a way to have a light touch after you smash all the cups.
Yes.
And your wife is like, I wanted to have some water to drink. Now I have to drink it out of my hands.
Out of my hands like a dog.
You say, you go over to the sign and you cross out the number
Wipe
that's
it
on
out.
There. And you go ahead and you put a zero.
Old goose egg up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So anyway, to get back to the story, I was in this crazy named place and I said, do you mind what is it that you're seeing there on the shrinked iPad?
And really quick, where was he – just to paint a bit, where was he bleeding from? He was bleeding from his
– it was his nose and his ears.
Okay.
And I said, what is it, you know, that you're seeing that's making you so upset? And he said, oh, my God, you haven't heard. And I said no, oh, no, I have. Oh, yeah, now I know because I'm embarrassed.
Bulletproof Sean.
I don't want
Bulletproof Sean.
I don't want to seem vulnerable
Superhero.
Like that and that I haven't heard. You know,
Superhero.
That's one of the rules in this town is like
never show
no
weakness.
One can tell you about anything.
That you don't already have known.
Somebody says like, are you going to blank party or whatever? You go like, oh, please, I planned it.
Exactly.
Even if you don't know what it is or where it is or who the person that's asking it.
I planned it. I'm hosting it. I'm actually emceeing it.
That's my party. And I just canceled it.
Yeah.
And I won't see you there.
Yeah.
You know, but then I said, and he said, oh, well, then if you already heard, then I guess you're just being pretty brave. And I said, yeah, I guess so. And he said, because I know that I'm not able to not bleed and cry when I find out. That they're shutting down the precinct, and that the I think like a cappella competition that they would hold with the subway with the transit cops, around Christmas time.
Yep.
Well, that ain't coming this year. So of course, then I did know what was going on. And let's just say I wasn't hangry anymore.
Yeah, just angry.
Just angry and just sad.
Were you able to get back into the kitchen and make your
flop? But I made only half the size of as usual.
Out of respect.
Yeah, I sort of flew my falafel waffle half-masked. And I...
I just want you to know, and I don't want to cross any lines. I don't want to know. I don't think any less of you for sharing your vulnerability and saying how upset you were. And I know You're right that we all have to be Iron Man in this town. We all have to be Superman. We all have to be Aquaman.
It's true.
In this town. We all have to be – did I say Iron Man? Iron Man again.
Yeah.
And we all just have to be Iron Man 2. And now I'm in Iron Man 2.
And we're supposed to be Ant-Man.
Exactly.
We're supposed to be tough like an ant.
Exactly.
And I'm sorry. I don't have an exoskeleton.
Neither do I.
Actually, my skeleton's bones is in the inside of me.
It's brittle. And I'm brittle in there.
You're strong as an ant though. Like you can lift like 40 times your –
That means a lot. That means a lot. And I agree. I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't change the fact that I can get hurt.
Exactly. Yeah. You can have all the muscles you want. You can be able to lift all the weight that you want. But a news like Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
It's a lot of weight.
It's a lot of weight. I mean, that is a lot of weight. You are very strong.
I can lift 40 times my own weight.
40 times. That's amazing. But – once again, tell that to Captain.
It's a good thing you don't have like anger management issues like usually, because with that strength,
I would smash right through. Yeah, and I honestly, the restaurant was lucky because of how I was feeling. I probably could have smashed that whole kitchen and crunched it up into a little sphere,
a little kitchenette.
Yeah, like a ball of mass.
Yeah,
and just throw the kitchen into the street
and throw it so hard it goes through the wall. And I didn't do that. And a lot of times what happens for me is my anger turns inward.
Oh.
And gets pointed at me.
Oh.
And what did I do? Yep. Or what didn't I
do? What could I have done?
Yeah.
What should I have done?
And
how could we have avoided this?
I've been going over this. I think you have too. I know Engineer Brett. And it's like we've been reliving this over and over again.
It's brutal.
It's a waking
nightmare. It's a literal waking nightmare.
Replaying in slow motion.
What could I have tweeted? How could I have posted? How could I show my support? How could I keep this my favorite precinct on the air? I'll do anything. I will do anything.
And I see – and I look out and I see Lynn –
yeah.
Saying, yeah. I do love this show.
Yeah.
And I go, why can't I be like Lynn?
Yeah.
We're going to do the show anyway. Oh. Adam Lustig is here.
This is hard.
He's Corporation. What are you on the call sheet there? What number on the call
sheet? Four.
Number four. Okay, yeah. Pretty good because there's obviously two main guys.
That's right.
And so, then it's – and so, then somebody and then in between.
Somebody in between the two main guys and me. But I'm
and then
four.
It's the dude.
Yeah.
So this guy's here. He does a show. It's on the Comedy Channel.
It's on Comedy Channel Central, comedycentral.com.
And how's their player there? If you go to comedycentral.com, how's the player?
Poor.
Okay.
It's poor. Okay. I think basically top to bottom, it's a anecdotally, I've heard it's a wholly unpleasant experience. I would go to almost any other website just to avoid it. I would even
– the Comedy Center.
Yeah. Okay. I would even have it open. I would just suggest having it open in a tab just so you know not to look at it.
Okay.
Maybe just keep it open.
Just as a reminder.
Just as a reminder.
Yeah. Do not
– yeah. Don't click on the – don't look at this.
So Hayes couldn't be here. He's on a trip. Lucky him.
Yeah, really.
And we wanted to do something with Adam, kind of take the pressure off of me too, which is to have a call-in show where people can call in and do – this is sort of almost like a Reddit AM anything.
Mm.
And it's – but instead it's in human form.
I understand.
With using phone.
Got it. Mm. And Reddit is a – Reddit is a magazine, is a online magazine.
Yes.
It's an online magazine.
Zine.
Mm-hmm. It's a zine that
– it's a webzine
–
which has all different chapters.
Different chapters that you can flip through.
It's like, got it. And it's sort of open –
open
know,
source.
What I like about that magazine is I'm the editor-in-chief because I'm able to get in there with some of the articles that I want to post, whether it be – The Fappening, or whether it be
creep shots,
just creep shots, or just any kind of hate group, that I can get in and kind
you
of
can
weigh
get in
it.
There, get your foot in the door. It's mm-hmm. yeah. Well, anyway, I'm not so versed in the webzine. I just wanted to make sure I knew.
No, but it's okay. Like that. But we don't – we're not going to use the webzine. But in a way, these callers who we're going to get And Bray, you're set up for the callers?
Yeah, yeah, I set it all up.
Great. So. And hey, real quick before we do this, Chef Kevin.
Hey guys, Chef Kevin here.
One thing that that this incident has given me that could maybe be a positive is I realize that you should tell people and shows and things that you care about that you really care about them while they're still around.
While they are here.
And not wait for them to be gone.
Amen.
And so I just want to say, can you write down for me to do that after we
absolutely
finish this episode?
Yep.
Because there's a couple people I need to do that with.
Absolutely.
Thank I know you. We don't really know each other that well, sure, Kevin, but would you mind doing the same thing for me?
Sure. Why not?
Great.
Brett. So, so Brett, are we set up to take some callers?
Yeah, the call line's open.
Okay.
Beautiful.
All right. Open. And they're allowed to ask you, and nothing's off limits.
Nothing's off
right?
limits. I'm an open book, but just know, given the context that we are, we are shook up.
Mm-hmm. I took the screener off too, okay. So it's just wide open.
All right.
Like anyone can.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come right in.
Perfect. Yeah. And I love to talk to fans. I love to talk to non-fans and convert them into fans. So okay. Anything.
Sean.
Okay.
Sean.
Oh.
Hello. Who is this?
Sean, it's me.
Who? Hayes?
It's Hayes.
Hayes. Where are you?
I just heard.
Are you okay?
I'm in I'm in band.
Yeah, in band?
The band, the resort city. It's in Alberta in Canada.
Uh-huh. Oh, of course.
And I was
Fat Alberta.
I was water skiing.
Uh-huh.
I was water skiing on Lake Louise.
Mm. Oh.
Mm.
And
you love that Lake Louise Lake.
And there's a skywriter going above in the sky.
No.
And they're writing wear a banana boat sunscreen.
But they
don't finish sunscreen, they stop writing.
Oh God.
And they write, wait. No.
Oh no.
It can't.
Oh no! And you could probably feel it.
And then no again in much bigger letters, and I know exactly what has happened because it's Upfronts coming up,
right?
Oh, Hayes, Hayes,
on my vacation, and I collapse and am dragged.
Oh, by the boat.
I don't even feel it.
Did you use the red flag?
Because there's no external pain.
You're numb. You're just numb.
It's good. Yeah. It feels good compared to the pain that's happening in my heart, in my brain.
Yeah. Oh,
God.
Well, I love it, being dragged and bouncing on the water.
Oh, Hayes.
Oh, no.
And get the water in your mouth.
And so I pick myself up. I say, I know whatever I'm going through is nothing compared to what's happening with you, because Gina Linetti, of course, is your spirit animal.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, well, so let's talk about that for a second.
Hi, Adam.
Hi, Hayes. I'm sorry that we have to...
I saw that you were on the schedule today.
Yeah.
Sorry, I couldn't be.
Oh, no, please.
I'm in Banff.
Banff sounds lovely, and say hi to Lake Louise for me.
Let's talk about this for a second, because I think it's important. The concept of a spirit animal and that phrase gets overused these days.
It does. It gets bandied about.
But in reality, there is a Native American tradition where you do go on a journey into the woods as you are becoming a man.
Okay.
And you, if you are very lucky, will have a vision of what is known as your Manitou.
Okay.
In their language, the Manitou is a figure, a symbol, a core element of yourself.
Right.
Perhaps it could be the stag, which would represent abundance.
Right.
Virility.
Or
it could be a mother bear.
Yeah.
And it could be about protection.
Protection.
I did go into the sweat lodge. I did starve myself for 3 days. Walk out to the river.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
I did see there drinking honey from beehive, Gene Nulinetti. And I'll say this too. The bees did not sting her.
Amazing.
And I believe it's because she is so sassy.
Yes.
And there is so much sting to her own words.
Spicy.
Yes.
A spicy sting.
There's so much heat on it.
Yeah.
That they almost felt that she was a kindred spirit.
I understand.
And that changed the entire course of my life. And I DGAF, and I live by that.
Were you surprised? Were you surprised when you saw Gina drinking honey from the bee's nest, or was it a moment almost like, of course?
It was actually as if I had already lived this.
Right.
Something was being revealed to me that had always been there.
Exactly.
I was seeing something that I had been turning a blind eye to that was present within me.
Yeah.
And so there was not a feeling of surprise. There was a feeling of, oh, yeah.
Right. Recognition, a deed.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
Actually, oh, yeah.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
Is what I was sort of saying.
Yeah. I had a
So if I could jump in here for a second.
Please.
Please.
The one reason that I called is I was a little worried, you know, with what Sean is going through, how he would do hosting the show on his own. He's not like a host type.
I'm right. Sort of a sidekick to begin with.
Right. No,
he's sort of, he's Falstaff, the wise fool.
Right.
He's the wise fool. and I was, so if I could guess how this has been going so far is, Adam, you have mostly been asking Sean questions.
We've just kind of been, I have been kind of holding his hand. Just, it's a, the mood in here is dark. The lights are off. We're crying.
Because even to begin with, he doesn't love to relinquish his platform.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's a very primal instinct. It's very, you know, jungle law,
yeah,
essentially.
Right.
And so one thing I think we could maybe try to get back to the traditional host guest dynamic is, Adam, maybe you say a little story,
sure,
or something that happened to you. And then Sean, after Adam says something, you can ask a question.
We can try that.
Based on what Adam said.
We can
reverse engineer it so that we put the question first.
Oh, I get
in
it.
In the edit.
Uh-huh. I'll say an interesting thing or half interesting or maybe even dull. And then Sean will ask me about it ex post facto, and then you're saying that we can sort of engineer it in post production.
And then we can put that first.
Got it.
And then Sean won't have to think of a question.
How do you reverse engineer?
Yeah.
Brett, do you know how to do a reverse engineer?
No, I'm just wondering. I think I know what you're talking about.
I've heard of a reverse slam dunk. Is it?
Oh, I can do that.
If it's anything like,
it's
maybe
interesting, you know. Hey, King Henry's downfall was actually when he lost touch with Falstaff. That is when he kind of lost the trust of the people. And as much as it was not the type of person you would assume that royalty should associate with, he felt he had to cut ties with some of the sort of rascals from his past, mm-hmm, and that it was unbecoming. But in fact, that is when he was unable to connect with the population, mm-hmm, at large, and, mm-hmm, and that became his undoing.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, of course. And of course, you can imagine a world where there is just Falstaff,
mm-hmm,
the wise fool.
Uh-huh.
There is very little else going on.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
in the kingdom. There really is no kingdom.
Right. Yeah. Then it's just dueling Falstaffs.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So can we try it? Just a little exercise. Do we want to try that?
I'll see, but I gotta say, I don't know that I get it.
I'm willing.
It's so we can replicate the traditional format of an interview.
Q, then A, then Q, then A, then Q, then A.
So, yes. But it's A that, yes. So you don't have to think of a question yourself. Adam will think of a fun
story.
I'll lead with the A. I'll start with the A.
Okay. I get it. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
I'm willing to give that a try.
Okay.
If you guys are, again, I know that. You know, we're in sort of a dark place here, but I'm up for it.
I'm up for it. I can't see anything.
I know.
You know what I mean?
It's so dark in here.
Yes, and it's also, I think I've gone blurry in a way.
Yeah.
I've been in this fog ever since I heard.
Yeah, yeah.
And if we could just let Adam do his part of it, just to... Uh-huh. If we could just try this exercise, just really quick.
No, I'm hearing you. Yeah. Yes, and if Adam does it, that's okay.
I'm willing. I'm willing to. I'm open to it, and we can roll right into my A, or we can take another beat just to kind of absorb the Brooklyn Nine-Nine information. But I'm happy to.
Please don't use that word.
I'm so sorry. B99. I'll just say hashtag B99, and we can leave it at that. I don't want to open any wounds. So I had a fun
experience.
I'm sorry.
I was going to say you can chant 9-9 out of respect online. It seems like what a lot of people have been doing.
Just chanting it.
For their favorite show.
Okay, yes. But Hayes,
so
Adam
every
was
once in a while you can do an all caps.
Adam was actually telling a story, Hayes.
No, it's okay. There's, I mean.
No, that's good. That's good. I want Sean to be coming from this place, so that's good. Go ahead, Adam.
Okay, let me just take a sip of water. I'm sorry. I don't mind. I'm always apologizing, but I'm sorry. So I'm at Fred 62's up in Los Feliz, and I'm.
Were you at Fred 62's?
I'm with some pals. I order the buttermilk pancakes. That's my routine. It's Wednesday, and that's what I always do on Wednesdays.
What'd you do on Wednesdays?
And who do I?
I think this will cut together. Keep going.
Feels perfect. So, who do I see at the table next to me? And you're never gonna guess. And I promise you, you will never ever guess.
Hey, what are you doing?
It's Gunther, the waiter from Friends. So I walk over and I go, Gunth? And he looks at me and I go, a big fan. The frosted tips that you had on the show Friends on NBC.
Why haven't I been talking for so long?
I go, the frosted tips you had on the TV sitcom Friends on NBC, was that your real tips or was that hair, Hollywood hair? And he looks at me and he goes, I think you have the wrong guy. My name's Dave. And I just kind of slink back to my pancakes, tail between my legs, embarrassed.
Where is your tail?
I'm embarrassed as heck. I say to my friends, I thought that was Gunther, the waiter from the sitcom Friends. It's the waiter from Central Perk.
Speak on that.
And they go, that's Dave. That's Dave. He's my landlord. I go, oh, that's information I could have used 5 minutes ago, pal. I'm sorry. It is Hayes. I know that we wanted to kind of do this A and Q thing.
How'd that go?
It's hard.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Was I listening to James Corden definitely bring out funny stories from like an Ashley Judd type? Because on it, like that's where I went listening to that. It was perfect.
Wow. Okay. Well, I mean, I will never doubt your instinct again, Hayes. You are truly a maestro of the form, and by form, I mean podcast. So you know what to do. You're a Jedi, and you knew this would work, and it did.
Podcasts are having a moment, aren't they?
Yeah.
Hey, do you think podcasts are having a moment, aren't they?
I am, and yes, I am enjoying the moment that podcasts are having. It has the most faithful listener base of any kind of medium, mm-hmm. which is important because the other kinds have so many more. Mm-hmm. So, but podcasts are actually better because there's like 200, 300 people that listen to a podcast,
right.
but actually the ads are more valuable because they're more faithful. Mm-hmm. They're more loyal listeners. And so a TV show has like 6-7 million.
Can I stop you? Can I stop you? TV shows are not having a moment, aren't they?
No.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mean to bring it back to that.
Yeah.
They are having a certain kind of moment.
Yeah.
But it's like a moment where like you chop your head off with an electric saw.
It's the opposite of the kind of moment podcasts are having.
Because you have nothing to laugh at with your mouth anymore.
Right.
You have no funny things to look at with your eyes.
Exactly.
And you have no funny jokes from Detective Rosa Diaz to listen to with your ears.
That's right.
Can I introduce a topic? Another thing that I think would be good to keep the conversation going, get Sean in host mode, is to introduce something that you guys have in common.
Sure.
Yeah.
Which is Adam.
Yeah.
You were in a sketch group called the Harvard Sailing Team.
That's right. That is true. That is true.
And Sean was actually on, so kind of interesting, the Harvard Whaling Team.
Oh. Mm. Oh wow, that's okay.
Yeah.
That what was how was that for you?
Well, I mean, it was fun. Me and all my chums, my rich cronies, would pile into a boat, mm-hmm. and we would harpoon a beautiful animal, mm-hmm. and roast the fat.
That was part of the competition.
That was part of it, huh?
It's the speed roast, the fat, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Speed, you're saying speed, so it was about how quickly you could.
Yes,
you if could you take, render the
if
fat.
If you take too long to roast it, it's not wasteful.
Got. Oh.
And to make ambergris, to make perfume out of the ambergris.
Oh, is that what I'm smelling? Because.
Yeah.
Is that this? Because I'm smelling, I was going to say that whatever you're wearing is. Handsome. It's a handsome scent.
Well, that's the smell of the whale ambergris. And we did do that. And I remember at the time feeling so powerful and like there was nothing we couldn't do.
Right.
And we were true masters of the universe and that we were just taking the biggest animal there was and really making it our bitch.
Yes.
And making it get roasted against its will. But now seeing how weak I really am and that the things I truly love are gone and that when it came time, there was nothing I could do to stop it.
Right.
I look back and I realize that I am the whale and that the Fox Broadcasting Company has harpooned me and is roasting my fat. Not that there's very much of it. I've been working out.
Trim. You look trim.
Yeah. Not
no,
much.
You look really trim and good. Yeah. Really good. Really good. Yeah, you're the bitch, I guess, in this.
They're making me their bitch.
Yeah.
And
I'm realizing that I don't think it's fair to the legacy of the show to not talk about it. I would love to hear where you were. I think we should all get on paper where we were in this moment. So we could look back on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And remember sort of where it all started to go wrong.
Yeah. Yes. I shared my extremely coherent, streamlined story of how I found out.
Yes.
And then Hayes, you also
saw the sky riding.
Water skiing. Yes.
Obviously water skiing and saw the sky riding on Lake Louise.
And then, but Adam, we don't know what was going on for you.
It's such a fresh memory and it is so painful, but I was at Fred 62's up in Los Feliz, and I'm with some pals, and I get some pancakes, because that's what I like to do over there. They make a good cake. And I sit down and I'm putting the butter on the cake and I'm putting the syrup on the cake. And the waitress comes over, Charlene, and I say, "Hey, Charlene, how's it going?" And she's got
– what was the waitress's name? We'll plug that in.
Perfect.
And that's good.
And her eyes are all puffy, and I go, "Did you get bee stung?" And she goes, "Not yet." And I go, "What is that?" I go, "What does that mean?" And she's like, "Well, I'm not bee stung, but I am heart stung."
Because
okay. even in context, B9. "Not yet" is kind of a strange response. It's not just, exactly, I would think, would be
A more normal.
More what was said.
Exactly.
But she is at sea.
I don't know Charlene, but I know how lost she must have been in the moment. Yeah.
Exactly. And she was feeling what I was about to be feeling in 3, 2, 1, go when she goes, "Oh, you don't know why my heart is stung. Have you looked at Deadline.com or Variety.com or HollywoodReporter.com? And I go, "Yes.
THR.com will get you to the same place. THR.com
will get you there quick." Mm-hmm. And I go, "Yes, I have." Because as Sean and I were saying before, you can't afford to be vulnerable in this town and act like you don't know.
And have you been on TV by the numbers? And have you been to spotted ratings?
Exactly.
And have you gone to AV Club lately? Exactly. And are you reading The Cut? That's and are you on Vulture?
That's right.
You know?
That's right. And I am all of the above. Yes, 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 all across the board. And Charlene knows that. And I know she knows that. And I go, "Yeah, I have been on the .coms today, but have you, but why don't you tell me why you think I think you're sad or stung?" Mm-hmm. And she goes,
we can put it back, put ball in her court.
Exactly.
And, you know, yeah.
Exactly. And she goes, "Andre Brower." That's all she goes.
I go, "Oh, no."
She just says it. And like, it's almost like she didn't know what she was saying. She didn't know it was going to come out of her. Mm-hmm. And I just start. I'm just crying. And all of a sudden, I'm sitting in Fred 62's with my buddies. I'm crying and they're crying. And the three of us are holding hands. And I'm just crying all over my cakes. I'm crying all over my
– I remember running – I was running by Fred 62's as fast as I can, screaming and crying after I heard. And I remember seeing you eating a fork. Like –
I was
– And just chomping on it. And I thought, that's not like Adam.
Yeah. And my teeth are – I need some serious dental. So I cracked a couple teeth. So because I was – chewing on my mind is a scramble.
Well, because the world's upside down.
It's upside goddamn
there's
down.
There's no rules anymore.
Nothing makes sense.
If that's okay to do, then I guess it's okay to eat this fork.
Nothing matters.
Or I guess, you know, this is the food and now the pancakes are the utensil.
I'm wiping my face with my butter.
Yes.
Exactly. So left is right and up is down and Charlene is Marty for all I know and I don't know what the hell's going on. So I excuse myself and I sprint down Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
I sprint down Vermont. I duck into the Los Feliz 3 and I take an Isle of Dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And I just – I watched – I just.
Are you cured by that?
It felt nice to get my mind off the horror for at least 90 minutes. Wasn't crazy about the film, but I was glad to have a distraction. Never paid the check.
Yeah, not a lot. Not the most distracting movie, unfortunately.
No, no, it wasn't. All I could think about was, God, I wish my favorite cops were here right now, and I just wish I was home on Hulu.com or Netflix.com, but Hulu.com, I guess, watching B99, and I thought, God damn it. I thought, God damn it. I'm never going to be able to go and do that again. There's never going to be a fresh new episode of B99 for me to go home and watch on Hulu.com or Fox.com again. And
Hayes, I don't know if we keep doing this. Hayes, I don't know if we keep doing this.
The show?
Yeah.
I can tell you a take that I have been experimenting with to make me less sad and still be cool is as people are being sad about the show.
Yeah.
And cutting their heads off and crying, I kind of sidle up into the conversation and I go, "Oh, you guys like that show?
Oh.
Didn't you know that cops are actually mean?"
Oh.
And I start talking about how cops are messed up in this way. And so the show is fake. And that has sort of helped me move on and be instead of being sad and cool, be cool and like smart about the show.
Well, and about the frigging planet. Don't you think?
And about the world. Yeah.
Well, because there is an extent to which it's almost as if people who are sad about B99 did not really get This Is America, the video.
Thank you. Some of the symbolism, it seems to have got over their heads.
Does seem like there's a bit of a dissonance there that,
Hey, guys.
Kevin, can you just shut up for 1 second?
Sure.
Adam.
Yeah.
I love the story. Thanks. The Fred 62 story.
Thank you. Which one?
The one. Was there more than one?
Well, just the Gunther. When I was talking about Gunther, when I was talking about Charlene Dave. The
Waitress. Okay, I don't remember. Oh, I don't remember that.
Okay, that's fine. No, that's fine. Anyway, thanks.
One thing I wanted to add to it, potentially, is Sean likes to fill out some of his stories with some interesting food creations.
Right.
That he has invented.
Right.
And I noticed you before were like kind of talking about pancakes, but Sean has this idea. Mm-hmm. Sean loves Mediterranean food.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he has this idea for a food.
Okay.
That is a waffle, falafel inside.
Okay.
So if there, we can put it in into the middle of the story, but I think a food creation would be great to kind of have help the experience be an invention and a good story at the same time.
So, sorry, just to clarify.
And what am I doing?
Okay, you can keep asking your questions. I'm loving how that is working.
Okay.
I just want to be sure I'm clear on this, Hayes, just because I want to nail this fucking podcast. So you're saying that maybe to punch up or to kind of spice up my great story about Fred 62s and how I go with my pals, that you're saying maybe toss in a fun food invention that's maybe original and weird that I kind of have come up with to make it like a funny detail.
As you're ordering off menu.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I would really like to try that.
So let's plug that in.
All right. So I'm at Fred 62's.
What time is it?
It's 10:30 a.m. at Fred 62's.
Oh, no.
And I go, Charlene, I'm tired of the menu.
That's awesome.
I've had everything on here. I've had the patty melt. I've had the tuna melt. Anything you can melt, I've melted it.
Yes.
So I go, here's an idea for a dish, Charlene. And I know you don't take requests, or do you, kind of thing. And I go, She's still there. And I go, give me a stick of butter and give me a stick of margarine. And let me kind of play with them like lightsabers until they melt onto my hands. Once they're melted onto my hands, I'll wipe them on my toast that you will give me, sourdough. And so really it's kind of a light – I call it a margarine butter lightsaber toast spread.
It's just butter toast.
Yeah.
The product is just
the
butter.
Yeah, the poo itself is not really.
That's toast.
With butter on it. Hey, Engineer Brett, I got to agree with you.
Yeah.
It is
that's actually sourdough toast.
That's just toast. I guess that's not. Yeah, that was
both butter and margarine is, I guess, kind of.
Is that
it's not? I don't know. Patty melt. Yeah, I guess using both those things.
Yeah. Let me.
You could like wrap it in banana leaves or something.
Wrap my hands in banana leaves, give me some banana leaves. Let me wrap my buttery and margarine hands up in these big.
One second, Banana hands. Dump, dump, da, 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 da.
Banana hands.
Dump, 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 dump. So I go, Charlene, give me your biggest nana leaves, and let me wrap them around my old buttery paws.
I thought I was never going to laugh again.
It's nice. That, honestly, Hayes, and just a quick break, this does feel cathartic. So thank you for this note, because it's a great note, and it feels good to say this.
I feel like I'm glad that I didn't cut my mouth off.
It's the humanity, you know?
Yeah.
That is present
the
here.
The humanity.
That I didn't think we were going to see anymore.
Yeah.
So anyway, I wrap up my buttery paws with these big nana leaves, and I go, Charlene, what do you think? And she eat, and then she just – I guess she eats my hands off.
Uh-huh.
And I go, this is fun.
Yeah, and you go, talk about finger sandwiches.
Exactly. Talk about finger food.
Yeah.
Exactly. Food, I go, talk about finger food.
Talk about finger food. So good.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. Yeah. But
So that's gonna plug right in.
I think so.
So
Hey guys, Chef Kevin here.
Oh, hey Chef.
Hey guys. Kevin. Sean Hayes, is it okay if I maybe like tell a short...
Chef Kevin, can you just be quiet for 1 minute?
Yeah,
just for one quick second.
You got it.
I'm worried I'm gonna lose you guys. I'm in Banff. I'm here doing a documentary.
Oh, cool.
It is a vacation, but I'm doing a documentary as well on the last white Inuit.
Oh, very cool.
And so I'm out, you know, I'm like really exploring the beach to find someone like this, or at least like a costume that I can wear so I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
So if I do lose you, that is why. Just know that it is for like a smart, brave reason.
Okay. I have a lot of respect for that. I do want to pivot a little bit and just say I don't think it'll surprise any of you to hear that I've had a lot of trouble making love since we got the news.
Yeah.
No
big surprise.
I don't think that's shocking.
No.
And in addition, also having sex and fucking.
All three are it's hard now.
That
whole arena
can basically non-starter.
Porking.
I mean,
do you bang?
I actually haven't even tried.
Yeah.
Just because I've been so discouraged by the first three, that basically since I heard about B99, that my 9-inch B has been basically going back in the old groundhog hole, saw his shadow, you know, and there's going to be at least 6 more weeks of winter.
I did
think it could be cool for us to talk about like any tricks, because I'm sure we're not the only ones going through this.
Totally. You know, and this is just first
the
idea.
Erotic side. Yeah.
Just one idea. Blooper reels. Old B99 blooper reels. Mm-hmm. And just watching the gang that we love.
Without the stories and without the cases, which obviously are part of what made it
of
great.
Of course.
But beyond that was just that these people.
It is a family, and you could tell off screen it's a family, and that's what we miss as much as the plots and the characters and the stories and the antagonists and the protagonist. We love the feeling of it, and we love the
written jokes
exactly.
And all that stuff. But what about when somebody make an accident?
Make a whoops or make
and
an
it
accident.
Reminds you that there are mistakes even with some of the greatest people in the world. And so, yes, maybe what happens is maybe Fox made a mistake, or maybe hopefully the news made a mistake.
Exactly.
And they are saying,
can I say a strategy
true.
That I have been – a strategy I've been considering to kind of lift myself out of this?
Mm-hmm.
I have not seen the show. It was something I had always like been wanting to check out but had never like made it – to the top of the list. It's always like 3 or 4 on the list.
Right.
Not even, you know, the Halloween episodes?
If that was the time, it would be like number 2 on the list. But then there's like, you know, there are other Halloween episodes out there. So my idea is I go and watch the show and I'm like laughing and enjoying the show and I'm horny again, all these things are starting to happen to me. And it can be like it was on TV, except this time I am like really watching it.
Wow.
And not like pretending to.
Huh. Now, you spoke about horniness. Adam, your last name is Lustig. Do you think that's because like your grandma was very horny or something?
She was a horny woman. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Both my grandmothers were horny women.
Because lust is really just fancy horniness.
It's just fancy.
You are sort of wielding a Lustig as well.
That's right. I never phrased it like that, but that is funny, and that is very funny.
Yeah, and when you were talking about those two butter sticks being lightsabers, why not you hold your lust stick as a lightsaber? Oh,
that's also really great. I feel like you guys are giving me the business, but this is what I need right now. And this is the kind of guff I love to take right now when I'm feeling low. So.
Well, you remember some of the guys around the precinct used to give each other a pretty tough time.
That's right.
And there was some chop busting going
on. That's right.
But you knew that it came from a place of affection.
Good place. And that's what I feel is happening here. Is happening here too.
Even when Ken Marino is the kind of dumb guy.
Yeah.
Who was stupid would come in and not really know anything.
Know stuff or be dumb.
And be the big chief's son or something. Yeah. So you have to keep him around.
Exactly.
They also would go... He's nice.
Yeah.
You know?
He could still – there's an inner mensch that kind of comes out. I don't know. This isn't my show. I'm not one to pivot on another man's podcast. But are you finding that way – what is the white Inuit community in Banff like, Hayes? And I don't know. How are they taking the news?
That's good hosting.
I just
you guys do this.
No, no.
He's hosting the shit out of this fucking thing.
No, Sean. No. No.
Hayes.
I am a humble guest. Oh, we lost.
We lost.
Shoot.
Oh, wow.
I'm trying not to freak out.
It's like,
okay.
Sorry. It's just added to the list. Yeah. Fucking shit list. Shitty day.
Yeah.
Just a shitty day, top to bottom.
Okay. I
hope he's okay.
Yeah.
Well,
hey, guys. Chef Kevin here.
Oh, yeah.
Is it okay? Maybe if I could say a story that would.
Shut up for a second.
Yeah. Okay.
We don't have Hayes.
Yeah.
But. That doesn't mean that we don't have Hayes' spirit.
That's
and
right.
And in the same way that we don't have Brooklyn Nine-Nine, but we still have those stories.
Definitely.
I'd like to talk a little bit about where I was when I first heard that Hayes had lost service.
Great.
I'll never forget.
It was me and some people may not know this about me. I love Mediterranean food.
Yeah.
I was digging around in my pockets for hopefully some like lentils or anything that might be in there.
Just a loose
that
lentil.
I could kind of eat because I was feeling very weak from doing a very long podcast.
Extra garlic sauce.
Garlic
just
sauce.
Carry that around.
Even what's the hot?
With the spice. Like hot. Tzatziki. I never know how to say it.
But it's not. Yes, but it's got this.
It's like a kick.
Pepper to it.
Yeah.
It's pepper. And so I'm looking for peppered lentils.
Yeah.
And as I'm doing that, I'm also sort of pretending to listen to the other people in the room because it's a podcast.
Of course.
And I'm thinking of what I could maybe say, you know. And I remember Adam kind of started just stomping on my whole shit. Just going like, oh, I'm going to ask a good question shows I was listening to Hayes. I didn't even hear what Hayes was saying. And embarrassing me. And then Brett turned to me and he looked at me with that Brett look. And I think you know the one. And he said, he held up a phone like and goes, we don't have him. Now, we were originally supposed to take a bunch of phone calls. Did we get any other calls?
Is there any other?
Yeah, there's one right now. Oh. It just came in.
Hey guys, Chef Kevin here.
What?
What the hell?
It's me. I figured this is the only way that I could, like, talk to you guys.
Well, we don't have the technology to hang up. So unfortunately, unless you lose service, I am going to have to listen to what you say.
Perfect. Well, do you know how like I went on that date and we saw Brett's show?
Yeah.
Well, I went on a date with someone and we saw Brett's band.
We never talked about this.
Okay, well, we went
on the date.
Are you thinking of Who Charted?
No.
Your favorite show?
I remember
that you plug.
Kevin kept trying to call me while I was on stage.
Kevin's really trying to make Who Charted happen.
He wanted me to like leave a voicemail message for his date, while I was playing.
Okay. Well,
you never returned my calls too, which I would have appreciated.
Mm-hmm. Well, go ahead, Kevin. I don't have time for this. What, you went on a second date? What the fuck?
Yeah, so we went on a second date, and
what happened? Please don't tell me something that you did physically with another person. That is not appropriate for this show.
No, I'm having performance issues after I heard about B99. Yeah, so there was nothing really happening there.
Well, that's nothing to make fun of there. That's as human as it gets. Go ahead.
So the day was going really well, and then she politely said, "Hey, I don't know how to bring this up, but I Googled you today."
Hmm.
And I went, "Oh God!" I said that out loud, and she said, "Yeah." And the first things that came up were creep and pervy weasel. And I said, "Oh, okay. Well, I can explain that. I work on this podcast, and that's kind of like a thing that they've said so much that it's like, I guess it now comes up when you Google me." Uh-huh. And she said, "Yeah, I saw it at work, and all my coworkers were like, 'Oh my God, you should absolutely not go on another date with this guy.'" And she was like, "Well, I think it's like for a podcast or something." And that almost made it worse. I think they they're like, "Oh God, he's in podcasting." So I just wanted to make you feel better that your show has a deep impact on my life.
Well, and if you think about it, this is sort of about the duality of all things in nature, where on the one hand, here's this girl who you like, who you were getting along with, who you were on a date with, mm-hmm. where you maybe saw a future, mm-hmm. and it was horribly impacted by her Googling your name and her coworkers being like, "Don't go near him." But on the other hand, I believe you have sold almost a dozen aprons now with your face on them that if you were not involved in this podcast, you would have had no aprons sold.
Zero.
Sales. And so, there are a lot of women out there.
Yep.
I think Adam can attest to that.
Charlene over at Fred 62.
There's so many. And
Fred 62, yeah.
Yeah, Fred 62, yes. And there are only so many sort of special aprons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be women till the end of time, but a good apron is almost like a diamond in the rough.
There's only a handful of guys who've ever been on an apron. It's Paul Prudhomme. Yeah, Emeril.
That's right.
And then
maybe Paul Sorvino. Maybe
me.
And you. So, I guess it's easy to focus right now on the negative side of your romantic life, your relationship is being negatively impacted, and you got to feel like moving forward, this is going to just keep happening all the time.
Yeah. Google's not going away.
Yeah, it feels inevitable.
And so I think that obviously that is sort of scary, but is it as scary as never being on an apron?
Exactly.
I got to say, I know which one I'd take.
I'm just curious here. Do you know if the Bing results are the same? Have you tried Binging?
Bing results are worse.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And I'm lucky she didn't look at Bing. That was the first thing I said. Google or Bing? And she said Google, and I said, thank God.
Yeah. Thank God. Yeah. That's a relief. But that's not good for you because Bing is coming up. Bing is number two with a bullet, and I think they are going to probably overtake Google within the next 6 months.
I think so too.
At least that's – I put my money where my mouth is on that one too. I got a lot – all my assets are in Bing.
Like the blue shell and Mario Kart. Just coming hot.
Yep, coming in hot.
Yeah.
Video game. Yep.
Well, Kevin, I think this is probably the last episode of the show anyway. Do you want to try to, as like a Hail Mary, pitch out something else to get pushed up in the Google results? I know we did MMA, which I think made you seem pretty tough.
I think MMA in retrospect made things worse because now I think people are afraid of me.
Oh,
like in a way that like it's unapproachable, you know?
Sure, yeah, and but I'm, a creep who knows MMA is so much more intimidating than just sort of a pervy weasel.
That's true. Yeah, it is kind of a triple threat though.
Yeah.
If I could push anything, maybe it would be like Kevin Bartelt friend or Kevin Bartelt good guy.
Normal guy. Kevin Bartelt, misunderstanding. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kevin Bartelt apron.
Ooh, apron's a great idea.
Yeah, Kevin Bartelt aprons. That's kind of doing double duty for you because it's ideally pushing down creep and bringing up the apron sales.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Well, I am sorry that you did that. So what now? Brett, how long has it been?
Is that the song?
No.
It's been like God. It feels like forever since I heard the news.
And given we're on
it's been like
time.
An hour.
Yeah. An hour, okay. Yeah. Do you want to tell the story of where you were when you found out about
I was on stage
and
I do this sort of move sometimes when I'm playing guitar that usually works and impresses the audience where
I'm not even going to correct him.
Yeah.
Like normally this is a spot where I would go, you don't really play guitar.
Yeah. You're just gonna let it go.
But for today, it's like I wanna let you have this.
Yeah.
I appreciate that because I could feel that. I get this sense of like I got to rush through this fast because it's going to get cut off and steamrolled.
No,
like
not today.
Real fast.
Not today.
Use the space.
Okay, so I do this thing where I just.
Use this, Brett.
Thanks, Chef Kevin. I'm cutting you off right now.
Bye, Kev. We are able to do that. We've gotten a button now where we can get rid
of
you.
Bang my fist on the call. Mm-hmm. But so, I just pick up my right hand and I just start playing with my left hand, like these sweet legato kind of runs.
Hell yeah.
In harmonic minor or whatever.
Not even touching.
Okay,
And then with my right hand, as I'm playing, I make it look really hard, but it's actually really easy. But I pick up my phone and I start checking it like I'm bored.
Your phone,
I'm just so bored while I'm
there's this amazing sound.
They love it. It's like drinking water
while you do ventriloquism.
Right,
And they're thinking,
like,
what
adjusting
is being...
my glasses.
Yeah.
I don't even wear glasses, but it's like.
Exactly. That's part of it.
So I'm checking, and I actually am checking my DMs.
Okay.
And, I mean, they're just flooded.
Yeah.
And I finished the solo, but.
Cool.
It's like embarrassing, but I kind of did like a freak out on stage and I started just smashing instruments. And
wow,
like,
that's pretty punk rock.
Man.
Yeah. And it ended up, whipping the audience into like a frenzy.
Wow.
But I was really, actually really just angry.
Upset.
Yeah. And I was like picking up the whole drum.
So you accidentally did the best show you've ever done.
It's weird. Grief.
Wow. Yeah, that's what people told me, but it's like I felt like I almost blacked out.
Yeah.
And then I woke up and I was like being carried.
Maybe that'll happen for me. I mean, maybe people will think this is the best podcast I've done just because I haven't known where I am this entire time.
It's so dark. It's so dark in here.
Just operating on,
autopilot from this deep place inside myself that I've never been before.
Yeah.
And I know, like you said, you wouldn't cut me off, but I'm going to let – I feel like your moment.
Sorry. Go ahead. What was the fucking – there was a lot more good shit in there. You were going to talk about picking up the drum kit. Like, where was I going to go? Were you going to throw the drum kit, Brett?
Okay.
Oh, let's hear that part.
No, I kind of did.
That's really – that's so interesting.
Regale us with the hilarious anecdote. No, that is
Brett.
What?
Kevin, get back in here. Get in here.
Where are you?
Get in here. Get up. Hang up the phone.
God.
How did he get in there?
I don't know.
Now, when you say that you had your phone in your pocket, you don't mean like a
the fuck is wrong with you?
How do you mean? I'm just trying to think how a phone – because when I think of a phone, I think of a – you pick it off the wall, you put the thing up to your ear and
– in Fred 62, they still have
– Yeah, exactly. But that's – but you're talking about a whole different kind of phone. I just – sorry. I'm in such a fog. I'm in such a haze.
It's okay.
I can't even make heads or tails of any of this stuff.
Hang on. So
I like to put Indian food on like – on chips.
Stop.
Like tortilla
you're
chips.
You're done. You are done.
I
for
thought
the day.
This
you
would
are
punch
done
up the-
for today. Now there's one person left in the room who we haven't heard their story of how they heard the bad news, and that is Chef Kevin. Chef Kevin, would you like to talk about where you were when it happened?
Hey guys, Chef Kevin here.
Bye.
I'm a horny girl wolf. This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Colin Anderson, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com. Ow.
That was a HeadGum podcast.